Right, it's options evening at our school, Our Ladies, and we've got like an options fair running, and they're around the room. We're in the restaurant, big, large, open space, and we've got lots of stalls. So I'm looking at design, technology, drama, business studies, engineering, and I'm stood proudly next to our computing and ICT stand. Now, in a moment, I'm going to talk to Kieran and Ainsley. You can hear Kieran in the background talking while I am. And Kieran and Ainsley, they study GCSE computing, and they volunteered. They actually suggested that they come along tonight to talk to parents and pupils that might want to choose the computing course to see. So what I'm going to do in a moment, I'm just going to go and interview Ainsley and Kieran and find out what sort of messages they've been given. So Kieran, Ainsley, this stall, it's been really busy tonight.
Yes,
what kind of messages have you been saying to people?
Saying like how computing varies from the normal ICT, and how it's not just like sitting at a computer and coding completely. It's normally team-based as well. We look at the theory behind the computer and parts of it. And yet, on another lesson, we would look at programming. Like, we would write in Python, which is an online book, which you work through at your own pace, so there's no set limit for how fast you read it. So you can work at your own pace, in another subject you would work at the pace of a class.
Just pause there, go to Kieran for a minute. Right. Kieran, what kind of questions have parents been asking you? What have they been saying?
Parents have been asking, does ICT still included in computing? And is it more, you're not working on your PowerPoint and things. So are you not losing skills for jobs in the future?
So have the parents understood that ICT is still like a tool that they'll still be using, but
it takes some explaining, but after a while they do they understand that computing you're opening up more.
Yeah.
You're opening up more paths to take in the
different
future.
Avenues that you can go down.
You're not just looking at programming things, you're looking at how computers work, mm-hmm. So you can go into building computers and things like that, and fixing computers, and you're still using your PowerPoint and thing to make presentations, and you're working on your team skills, and then you're working on your presenting skills,
yeah.
Presenting to the whole class.
If somebody was to ask either of you, what's the best thing about computing, or what's the most enjoyable thing about computing, what would you say to them?
Computing, you sort of you can go into your own little world, and you can program at whatever rate you want.
So you're in control.
You're in control of where you go. So there's, if you go past the GCSE, where you need to be at GCSE, then you're obviously bridging between GCSE and A levels. So you're learning the basics of then A levels. So you're not just sticking to your GCSE. You're going beyond that.
Ainsley, if somebody was to ask you, tell me one really good thing about GCSE computing, what would you say?
There's endless possibilities of the things you could do if you was to take it as an option. So,
What have you enjoyed most? Since you've been studying computing, what's been the
thing?
For me,
it would be the programming, the programming bit side to it.
Because you've already kind of got an idea about what you'd like to do in the future.
Yeah.
What's that?
I would like to be a games designer and programmer, so the programming really interests me.
Now, I'm going to go over to our head teacher, Mr. Ranson. Mr. Ranson, there's been a lot of different option stands, people in this fair. On this one, we've had children, pupils, actually talking about the subject. Do you think there's any value in getting children to talk about...
Well, I think the children give a very realistic perspective of what it's like. However they feel that their experiences have been, they're usually anxious to share them, and they give a very honest perspective. What we're in a very fortunate position of is that there's a lot of pupils who are happy to do that with a lot of subjects, and so each subject gets very well represented.
Thank you very much. Okay. Ainsley, just before you disappear... I didn't ask you two to come tonight, but you came to me and said, can we help you out? What made you want to do that?
People last year when they mentioned computing, they were like, oh, it's going to be really geeky, it's going to be programming things, but it's totally different. If you're good at your maths and science, it is linked into those sort of things, but you can develop different skills other than computing.
Brilliant, thank you both very much.